This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Pickleball has nothing to do with pickles, but here in Wisconsin, it is a big deal. Jokes aside, the once niche sport has surged in popularity, especially here in southeast Wisconsin.
According to the USAPA, the number of places to play in the country has more than doubled since 2010. One such place is just north of Milwaukee, and a company which is spearheading the effort. Lake Effect's Ben Benversi takes us there.
If you are unfamiliar with pickleball, you've still got time to jump on the bandwagon. It's like mini tennis or giant ping pong, depending on how you look at it. Basically, it's a tennis-like game played on a badminton-sized court with a paddle that resembles a giant ping pong paddle and a plastic ball similar to a wiffle ball. Got it? Good.
It's a game that most people can pick up very quickly.
Neil Friedenberg is the owner and CEO of ProLite, a pickleball company based in Port Washington. He's led the company for 7 years, but the sport itself dates back to 1965, when Congressman Joel Pritchard and friends created it, almost by accident, on Bainbridge Island, Washington. The origins of the game's unique name, like many stories, have been embellished over time. Common lore would have you believe the game was named after the Pritchard family's dog, Pickles, but in reality, the game preceded the dog. The name actually comes from a boating term, pickle boat, which refers to the last boat to finish a race. Often compiled from a crew of leftover oarsmen, the pickle boats reminded the Pritchards of pickleball's inception, when Joel cobbled together badminton rackets and a wiffle ball to invent a new game. While it started as a sport for older people, increasingly pickleball has surged in popularity among all age groups, especially as a sport played in schools. The sign in front of ProLite's Port Washington store, rather than featuring the company name, simply reads, "Play pickleball." Friedenberg has some theories on why the game is growing so rapidly.
What's happening is a lot of the tennis courts or fitness centers are implementing pickleball programs. That's number one. To have a place to play is kind of the barrier that most communities overcome. And then they see just all sorts of ranges and ages coming to those courts to play.
Commonly referred to as old farts tennis, the sport of pickleball struggled for a long time to overcome its reputation as a sport for old people.
The main thing I see is it's not what is pickleball anymore. It's people saying, "Oh, I've heard of that," or "I played in gym class." And, you know, it's part of the curriculum in many school districts across America. Therefore, you have access to it when you're young. And I think that affects, you know, the growth of pickleball amongst the different age generations. You know, it used to be thought of as that old person sport for a long time. It kind of hindered the growth, I guess, among the youth. But now when they're playing it so early on in their lives in gym class, with friends, you know, and even outside of class, now that there's places to play, that's what's happening. There's a youth movement.
Friedenberg learned the game when he was young, about 11 or 12. He first played the game with his father.
He kicked my butt. I learned very quickly not to, underestimate anybody. But what was fun was we were laughing, going back and forth. The rallies were long. That's what's amazing about the sport. The rallies get very long, and there's this intensity, and then it comes back to that dinking or slow play, strategic play. That's what I was seeing when I was playing back, you know, in the 80s, and, you know, it wasn't popular, so I still played the other sports and kind of put down that paddle.
But Neil's passion for the game lingered, and he eventually took over the company in 2011 and moved it from Washington State to Port Washington. Back in 1984, ProLite was the first to make the composite paddle, which offers a lightweight alternative to the wooden paddle, reducing arm fatigue and providing more control, precision, and power. ProLite is able to tailor their paddles to players' individual needs and backgrounds.
We like to match up paddles, weights, shapes, the playability and performance to someone in background like racquetball, tennis, table tennis.
For a pretty simple game, the paddle science can get pretty complex.
We have different types of cores, and honeycomb cores is always a standard, it seems, ever since it was developed by ProLite back in 1984. It brings down the weight. It's very durable. And then what comes with that is a different type of, they call it skin or facing or face sheets. There's graphite, there's fiberglass, there's polycarbonates, there's carbon fiber. All of this affects the ball a little bit differently. We enjoy being nerdy. It's a passion.
For Neil, pickleball has always been more than just a game. So it's no surprise he sees ProLite as an ambassador for the game. Recently, he made a trip to India, where he met up with his friend Manish and his pickleball crew. They spent time traveling throughout the country, playing recreationally and putting on clinics in Mumbai and Jaipur.
I don't think I'll ever forget that trip. We went up to Jaipur, which is a little more northwest in India, and we are in Finland. It's the game spreading in Europe and Sweden and Spain and Mexico. You know, it's really going to start spreading rapidly because, like you said, it's accessible, it's attractive, it's adding years to people's lives.
For Friedenberg and ProLite, pickleball has become a global endeavor. But back home in Wisconsin, the game is growing as well.
It's becoming more popular in different communities. You know, you can look right around here, very small town USA, in some of the spots, and some of them are the first to have dedicated pickleball courts.
So far, the sport has largely been a suburban and rural phenomenon, but Friedenberg is optimistic that is changing. Most racket sports have a history of exclusionary policies that have made games like tennis a game for higher social classes and white people here in the U.S. He says since pickleball is a much newer game, it doesn't share in that history to the same extent and has the potential to be a much more accessible sport.
I see it growing. I think it's going to be, right now they estimate about 3 million people are playing this game. That's just an estimate. There's probably people playing off the grid here that are not accounted for. 10 million people within the next couple of years, I think, is very realistic.
Some of those players are picking up the sport at the Brown Deer YMCA, where Steve Smith teaches pickleball lessons. He also teaches classes for Milwaukee Public Schools' Active Older Adults program.
Pickleball, I love pickleball. And my wife, her eyes glaze over when I start talking about it because I get real enthused about it. Basically, for me, it's just a fun form of exercise. You know, it's a fun game with a funny name.
Because of the small size of the court, the lightweight paddles, and the fairly simple rules of play, pickleball can be played by a wide range of people. I asked Steve what he would say to people who have never played the game before.
Okay, well, the first thing is they have to try to get past the name. I think there are some macho guys that say, I'm not going to play that. That sounds stupid. Once you hit the ball, once you've played just for a half hour with anyone, if you just participate, you'll find that it's just super fun. I mean, I do use some of the ellipticals and treadmills and stuff like that. But after an hour, I'm looking at my watch and I thought, whoa, it's only been an hour. But when I play pickleball, I can play for a couple of hours and the time just flies by.
Despite its growth in schools, here at the YMCA, the pickleball population definitely skews towards older players. Older than me, for sure. Steve Ward is 71. He's been playing for about 3 years. Tall and lanky, the former college basketball player has a dominating presence on the court. But he says he still has a lot to learn.
I'm still learning, and you can learn something new every day.
Steve says he observes other players and tries to incorporate their skills into his game.
I learn from everybody. Everybody here has something they do quite well, and they may not know it, but I watch, and then I try to do some of the things that they do. Every single person here has something they do well.
I asked Steve what I do well on the court.
You have the speed, endurance, and really the power that most of us don't have.
I assured Steve that he has something I will never have, wisdom.
We have age. With age, you learn a lot. And the main thing you learn with age is that you can learn something new every day. You never know it all.
What do you like about the game?
I like that it can be intense, but you can get a good workout, and yet it is not as demanding as tennis, where you have to stroke the ball properly in tennis. Here, you just get it back, similar to ping pong and badminton.
In addition to the social benefits of the game, pickleball also provides players with various health benefits. According to a recent study of older adults in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, people who regularly play racket sports were 47% less likely to die of any cause and 56% less likely to die of cardiovascular disease. Darlene Baker plays pickleball to help her cope with a form of tuberculosis.
I play pickleball, it helps my lung capacity. But I've known a lot of people that have various issues, whether it's asthma or, you know, running or their hearts, a lot of heart issues that play pickleball to get better. At one time, when I lived here, I could only play one game out of three or four. Now I can play almost every day. So they told me to do the treadmill. I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't do it, but I can do this.
While Darlene comes for the health benefits, she stays for the company.
And the people are all nice. I don't care where you go. I've played pickleball in Ohio, Missouri, everywhere, and people are nice.
Yeah, am I up?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
My paddle was next in line, so it was my turn to give pickleball a spin. Full disclosure, I've played pickleball more than a few times before, and don't plan on showing any mercy to my elders. And they wouldn't have it any other way.
The young people are okay. The main difference is the young people have better legs, more stamina, and they're a lot quicker than the rest of us. But we accept that.
If nothing else, pickleball keeps these people out and about, interacting both with people their age and also across generations. I'm 23, and I don't normally spend a lot of time with older people, besides my grandparents. Indeed, there aren't many social circles where older and younger people can be on the same playing field and interact. But this is one of them. For some, pickleball is just a fun game with a quirky name. For others, it's a way to stay healthy. A form of exercise, playful competition, and community. Hopefully, as the game continues to grow, it will continue to bring people together. For Lake Effect, I'm Ben Benversi.
You can read more about pickleball, see photos, and find out where to play at WUWM.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.